Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. First of all, I offer my sastang dandavat pronouncement to the lotus feet of our most worshipful Srila Gurudev. Nitya Lila Pravishta Om Vishnupad Shishimad Bhakti Vedanta Narayan Goswami Srila Guru Maharaj, the Rupanuga Guru Varga, and to all assembled Vaishnavas and Vaishnavis. So today is the disappearance day of Srimad Arvinda Puri Pad. Prabhuji already mentioned yesterday, Srimad Arvinda Puri is the Kalpa Vriksha, which this tree of Mahaprabhu, this family tree of Mahaprabhu, is now in this world. It actually started from Madhavendra Puri. We know we're in the line of Srimad Madhvacharya, but if we look in this line from time of Madhvacharya, the mode of bhakti is mainly Vaidhi bhakti. But since the time of Madhavendra Puri, then it's only from that time you can see, these moods of separation, especially this excessive prem symptoms of someone in Madhurya Rasa, like those bhavs of the gopis. So Sri Madhavendra Puri, we know he has so many disciples, like Advaita Acharya, Mahaprabhu's Gurudev also Ishvara Puri, the disciple of Madhavendra Puri, the Pundarik Vidyanidhi, and many others. Sri Madhavendra Puri, we know, we've been told that he has this vow that he never asks assistance from anyone. Like he would never, if someone gives him something to eat, then that he accepts. But also, and even shelter also. If anything he needs, he doesn't tell anyone. But anyone voluntarily giving, then he may accept. Also, he had his vow that he only take milk also. But we see that in pastime of Krishna, this vow he left, but not for himself, but for Krishna. We know in Govardhan, is Madhavendra Puri, we know this famous pastime, he was already very advanced age. He would travel anywhere here and there, and always in separation. When he sees, even when he sees a rain cloud, then he would become unconscious because immediately he'd be absorbed in separation of Sri Krishna. Anyhow, it said that in Govardhan, he was there only chanting, and Krishna appeared to him as a cow, as a little Brijbasi boy, and telling Baba, in our place nobody fasting. And Madhavendra was like, how you know? All this, my mother and all the ladies telling, you've been here sitting whole day already and you're not asking for anyone for anything to eat. So he said, in our village, nobody fast. Therefore, I'm bringing this milk. Please take this. I come back later for the container. So we already know this story. Madhavendra Puri, by seeing this boy, he was so attracted. And especially when he drank the milk, then he said, this milk is not of this world. And he only absorbed in this boy. He can never forget this boy. Later on, he fell asleep. This boy again appeared and introducing to himself, I am Gopal. And I'm actually hidden somewhere in the bushes, deep in the forest. Please take me out from this place. And so at that point, then Madhavendra Puri, he needed assistance. And so he asked help from the Brijbasis. Please help me like this. But this one, not for himself, it's for Krishna. And we know even Krishna, he is Supreme Lord, but he also needed assistance. At that point, he cannot even stand up. So the deity has to be put on a support of stone. They put three Govardhan big stones and making the deity stand up. And Madhavendra Puri, he's having this Annakoot festival for 2 years. So we know this story. So Madhavendra Puri, even at those times, all this like feast and everything, but still he kept this vow, never even asking for anything and never even taking anything, only milk. And so, but then we heard later on, Gopal told him to get chandan. And this is how this chandan festival, now we're doing every year, this Vaisak month, there's chandan festival where we cover body of Krishna with chandan. This can be traced in the time of Madhavendra Puri. Gopal asking him, please get chandan. And so Madhavendra Puri from here in Braj, he had to go all the way to Jagannath Puri. And imagine he was already more than 80 years old. But he took this seva because Krishna asked for it. Anyhow, everybody knows that later on, before reaching Puri, he passed by this place. By mercy of Vaishnavas, we have been to this place also. In this deity of, where's that, Bhaji? Gopinath. Kirchora Gopinath. Yeah, it's Gopinath, but he's known as Kirchora because we already know he stole the Kir. Why? Because Madhavendra Puri, he's thinking here in Govardhan, he's having all this feast. And there he found out that their Kir is known to be the best in the whole universe. And so it's called Amrita Keli. Madhavendra Puri, he was thinking, if I can only taste this, then I can figure out how to make this type of preparation for Gopal, like this. So, but even that, he was already feeling like guilty. He had this vow, like never to ask anything, but then he was feeling guilty, like why I decide like this? But then Krishna, he arranged. We know later that night, Krishna woke up the pujari and telling the pujari, oh, go outside, look for this sannyasi named Madhavendra Puri, give this kheer to him, like this. And so that's how we know how this Gopinath became famous to be Kirchora Gopinath, because he stole this kheer for Madhavendra Puri. And Madhavendra Puri, he accepted this prasadam. But then he was always very very careful that, you know, like for this name and fame. And therefore he was thinking like the moment this pujari can tell anyone, then people would tell like, oh, this great devotee is here and they will look for me. So immediately he left. He continued his journey to Jagannath Puri. And he also, this Madhavendra Puri, then he continued and he went to Puri, and we know later on he got this chandan. And later on the way back to Govardhan, he passed by again this place. Actually in that place, near Kirchora Gopinath, Prabhuji also has brought us to the samadhi of Sri Madhavendra Puri, like this. And there he said that he was... again, in a dream, Gopinath appeared to him and telling, I am none different from Gopal, and therefore all this chandan, until it will be finished, you smear every day in the body of Gopinath. So, anyhow, this is one of the pastimes of Sri Madhavendra Puri. How we know all this? Because Lord Nityananda himself told this to Mahaprabhu and all his associates. Lord Nityananda, we know, he used to be traveling all over many holy places. But one time he met with Madhavendra Puri. And you can read in Chaitanya Bhagavat, that time when they met, oh, then they were like crying so much, like all these ecstatic symptoms. The disciples of Madhavendra Puri like became so surprised. And they were embracing each other and they collapsed. When they wake up again, they have, it said like Lord Nityananda, like a volcano. Like his mouth exploding with laughter and his body trembling like earthquake. like this. And Lord Nityananda is telling like, the success, the fruits of my traveling all over many holy places has now been fulfilled by meeting Srimad Avendrapuri. Actually, they didn't want to leave each other all the time. And because of their association, because they're always speaking Harikatha, all the devotees there, Ishwara Puri and others, then it said like, they don't know when it's day or night. They're just absorbing kirtan and Harikatha. And what it said, sometimes Nityananda Prabhu and Madhavendra Puri, they are speaking to each other. Only them know and Krishna what they're speaking about. And so like this, Lord Nityananda explaining all pastimes of Madhavendra Puri to Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Mahaprabhu himself, he said that no other than Madhavendra Puri exhibits all this like mood of separation. And like Prabhuji mentioned yesterday, this shloka, Aydina, the Adranath, this shloka, it said originally it was spoken by Radharani. When Madhavendra Puri entered Samadhi, before that, like today his disappearance day, the time he was about to enter, he was only just chanting this shloka in the mood of separation. Ishwara Puripad, he was serving him nicely. One other disciple, Ramachandra Puri, he has in this lila that he was not understanding his Gurudev, and he was even giving advice to his Gurudev. Madhavendra Puri, in mood of separation and crying, he's telling his Gurudev, please don't worry, you're not the body. Like this, only remember, like, you know, like Bhagavan, don't be afraid, like this. And Madhavendra Puri, so disgusted, like, oh, why I have to see your face at this time? But as a result of that, then later on, that personality also became fault finder, even to Mahaprabhu also, like this. So, but this, we have to understand, this is Leela, because in Krishna Leela, he is the mother-in-law of Radharani, still Jatila. So this pastime of Madhavendra Puri, so deep, especially this chanting of this special shloka. It is said he's the only one who tasted this shloka, which Radharani once chanted. And another personality is Mahaprabhu himself. He said no other fourth person, only three personalities tasted this shloka. So we can understand this glory of this personality, Srimad Ravendra Puri. Who he is really in Krishna Leela, I don't know. One time they asked Srila Gurudev, Gurudev, who is Madhavendra Puri? Because we know in our Guru Varga there are like manjaris, like this. So who is his specific manjari? Someone asked Srila Gurudev. And someone said, like, he's a Kalpa Vriksha, because in the Gorganadesh Deepika, it says like that. He is like a wish-fulfilling tree. So he said, Gurudev laughed, like, oh, there he's a tree only. But Gurudev also did not say, so maybe Vaishnavas will reveal by their mercy exactly who he is. So today, his disappearance day, we remember him and pray unto his lotus feet that by his mercy, we also, this even a drop of this mood of separation can also come and fuel this devotion in our heart. So very quickly, we can become qualified members of this family of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Vansha kalpatravyascha kripa sindhu deva cha patitanam pavani vaishnava namo.
Om gyana timrandasya gyananjana shlakaya chakshur unmilitam yena tasmai shri gurave namaha gurave gauri chandraya radhikaya tadalaya krishnaya krishna bhaktaya tad bhaktaya namo namaha. Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadarshi Sadi Gaur Bhaktivrinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Ram, Hare Hare. So first of all, I offer my Dandavat Pranams at the lotus feet of our spiritual masters, Itlava Shriman Bhaktivedan Shri, Narayan Goswami Maharaj Srila Gurudev, and Itlava Shriman Bhaktivedan Shri, Vaman Goswami Maharaj Srila Gurudev, and our entire Rupana Kauriya Guru Varga, to especially Sri Madhavendra Puripad, whose tithi we've been observing since yesterday. So yesterday we heard this Ekadashi, this Rangabhari Ekadashi. So Rangabhari Ekadashi means this Ekadashi that fills you with anurag. ದಿಸ್ ಅನುರಾಗ ರಂಜಿತ ಕುಟಿಲ ಕೊಂಡಿ ಹೌ ದಿಸ್ ದಿಸ್ ರಂಗ್ಬರಿ ಏಕಾದಶಿ ಫಿಲ್ಸ್ ಯು ವಿತ್ ದಿಸ್ ಅನುರಾಗ್. ಸೊ ವಿ ಹರ್ಡ್ ಯೆಸ್ಟರ್ಡೇ ದಟ್ ದಿಸ್ ಮಧುರೆ ಕದಂಬಿನಿ ಶ್ರೀ ವಿಶ್ವನಾಥ್ ಚೌಕಿ ಠಾಕೂರ್ ಈಸ್ ಡಿಸ್ಕ್ರೈಬ್ ಆಲ್ ದೀಸ್ ಡಿಫ್ರೆಂಟ್ ಅನರ್ಥಸ್ ದಟ್ ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಬೀನ್ ಪ್ಲೇಗಿಂಗ್ ಅಸ್ ಸಿನ್ಸ್ ಟೈಮ್ ಇನ್ ಮೆಮೋರಿಯಲ್. ವಾಟ್ ಆರ್ ದಿ ಹೃದಯ ದೌರ್ಬಲ್ಯ ಸತ್ಕೃಷ್ಣ ತುಚ್ಛಾಶಕ್ತಿ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ದಿಸ್ ಅಪರಾಧ್ ಎನ್ ವಿ ಸಿ ಹೃದಯ ದೌರ್ಬಲ್ಯ ಇನ್ ಇಟ್ಸೆಲ್ಫ್ ಇಸ್ ದ ವೀಕ್ನೆಸ್ ಆಫ್ ದ ಹಾರ್ಟ್ ವಿಚ್ ಪರ್ಟೇನ್ಸ್ ಟು ದಿಸ್ ಒನ್ಸ್ ಓನ್ ಸ್ವರೂಪ್ ಸ್ವಸ್ವರೂಪ್ ಪರತತ್ವ ಸ್ವರೂಪ್ ಸಾಧನ್ ಸ್ವರೂಪ್ ದಿಸ್ ವಿರೋಧಿ ಸ್ವರೂಪ್ ಸಾಧನ್ ಸಾಧ್ಯ ಸ್ವರೂಪ್. ಸೊ ವಿ ಸಿ ದಟ್ ಬಿಕಾಸ್ ಆಫ್ ದಿಸ್ ದೀಸ್ ಮೇನ್ ಅನರ್ಥಸ್ ಲೈಕ್ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮ ಪ್ರಮಾದ್ ಕರುಣ ಪಟ್ಟು ಅಂಡ್ ವಿಪ್ರಲಿಪ್ಸ ದ ಜೀವ ಕೆನಾಟ್ ಪ್ರೋಗ್ರೆಸ್ ಇನ್ ಭಕ್ತಿ. ಸೊ ದರ್ ಫೋರ್ ಬಿಕಾಸ್ ಈಸ್ ಹ್ಯಾವಿಂಗ್ ಸಚ್ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮ ಸಚ್ ಡೌಟ್ ದರ್ ಫೋರ್ ಹೀ ಈಸ್ ಫೀಲಿಂಗ್ ಇಟ್ ವೆರಿ ಹಾರ್ಡ್ ಟು ಅಡ್ವಾನ್ಸ್. ಸೊ ದರ್ ಫೋರ್ ಆನ್ ದಿಸ್ ಸ್ಥಿತಿ ದಿಸ್ ರಂಗ್ಬರಿ ಏಕಾದಶಿ ಆಲ್ಸೋ ನೋನ್ ಆಸ್ ಪಕ್ಷವರ್ಧನಿ ಮಹಾದಾದಶಿ ಯು ಸಿ ದಟ್ ಹಾ ಜೀವಸ್ ಹಾರ್ಟ್ ದ ಸಾಧಕ್ಸ್ ಹಾರ್ಟ್ ವಿಚ್ ಇಸ್ ಬೀನ್ ಪ್ಲೇಗ್ ವಿತ್ ದಿಸ್ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮ ಕರ್ಣಪಟ್ಟು ವಿಪ್ರಲಿಪ್ಸ ಹೀ ಬಿಕಮ್ಸ್ ಫಿಲ್ಡ್ ವಿತ್ ದಿಸ್ ಅನುರಾಗ್ and with that anurag gradually he starts to perform rasmayi upasana. So we knew before Madhavendra Puri there was no rasmayi upasana. Everyone would worship Krishna according to aishwaramayi upasana. Even in Madhvacharya sampradaya, although they worship this Nitya Gopal, still predominance is given to Rukmini Krishna Satyabhama. So therefore we see on this sthiti, this is called yesterday's ekadashi tithi cause was called Madhavendra Puri's aradhana tithi. The Shri Advaitacharya, because yesterday was the Adivastithi of Madhavendra Puri's Tiruvav. So we heard how all the Vaishnavas, they do Sankirtan, because this is a very auspicious tithi. So we heard that when Mahaprabhu himself came there to Shantipur, and when he saw Shri Advaitacharya's house, he saw, you know, the Advait body. Normally when we go to Shantipur, we were always taken to that place where Advaitacharya used to meet with Nityanandru and Mahaprabhu. But Advait body in itself is inside. So it's even now it is supposed to be a very big place. I haven't seen it myself, but still we've heard that's a very big place, having many acres of land. So Mahaprabhu went there, he realized that this was no sparrow house. This is not a house for sparrows. This was a house for the celebration of a great festival. When Mahaprabhu went there, we saw Advait Acharya, he never claimed anything for himself. Whatever he received, everything he was offering at the lotus feet of Shri Madhavendra Puri. Sarvasya Guruve Dadyat. Everything, whatever he had, everything he was offering at his lotus feet. Therefore, Mahaprabhu, he saw, and Madhavendra Puri, he actually initiated Advaitacharya, and he gave him this deity of Madan Gopal. And therefore, this Madan Gopal deity was given to Advaitacharya, and he was worshipping. And we heard how Mahaprabhu was so happy with Advaitacharya, that he was performing this worship. And Advaitacharya himself, what would he do? It is said that Madhavendra Puri is the root of this bhakti creeper. So therefore, we've heard that if there is no root, how will the tree attract water? How will the tree absorb water? He is the root of this Prem Kalpataru. And the Prem Kalpataru is Mahaprabhu himself, who is the trunk of the tree. But without the root, how will the trunk even stand? So the root is nourishing. And when the root nourishes, the fruits of the tree can be seen. And who are the fruits? Mahaprabhu himself and all his associates. And Advaitacharya, what did he do? He gave everyone the qualification to taste the sweetness of these fruits. And everyone, they realized how sweet these fruits were. So this way we see Madhavendra Puri being the root itself, he nourished everyone's this rasmayi upasana. And we see from his very beginning, we see that he was initiated into the Madhva Sampradaya, but when he wanted to take sannyas, when he went to the Madhva Sampradaya, they refused because they had some conception that those from the northern part of India, they're not as strict in their discipline as those from the southern part of India. So therefore, then he took initiation from sannyas from one person called Vishnu Puri. So Vishnu Puri, he himself was also a Vaishnav, but as we know, just as Keshav Bharati was a Vaishnava, but he pretended to be a Mayavadi, similarly Vishnupuri also, he pretended to be a member of the impersonalist school. So therefore, Madhavendra Puri, he received this name, Puri. Therefore, you see, this doubt always arises that his guru is Lakshmipati Tirtha. So he should have received this title. Why did he receive this title Puri, which is like those of the Mayavadis? They have this title, no? Puri, Bon, Aranya, and Giri, Parvat. All these names they have, Bharati. So how did he get this name? Therefore, it is like this, in this way. But still, his heart was completely in this Rasmai Upasana. And we know that from his very beginning, when he came to Braj, we've seen, we've heard how Govinda, he gave him this goras. Why? Because he's a cowherd boy. So therefore he gave him this milk. And Madhavendra Puri drinking this milk, he was so happy that he saved the pot itself. And every day he take a little of that pot. And then the same Gopal came to him in a dream and told him that now you must manifest this deity. So yesterday we heard that we're all serving, we're all in one way pujaris. All of us. How? Because we're serving our own bodies, which are like deities. Like we heard, no, yesterday, Gurudev, he asked that person, you do deity worship? And he said that, oh, how do I do deity worship? I don't know anything. And Gurudev said, you don't know. You're such an expert worshipper yourself. For so many years you've been worshipping your body. And you don't know still. So then we heard, no, like that king. He was sleeping on the Yamuna, and even when he's bathing in the Yamuna, he's only thinking about how to make his body comfortable. So therefore he made a pillow out of the sand of the Yamuna. And then he's just laying down on the Yamuna there, trying to enjoy there also. So we're so much used to enjoying the bodies. Therefore, we find it so difficult to serve the transcendental vigraha, the sarup of Krishna. And Gurudev, we told that person, no. And then Madhavendra Puri himself, we see, he was told by Gopal to arrange this deity worship. And then when the deity was excavated, which was installed by Vajranab, you know, it was so heavy, none of them could even lift. And then they had to climb Govardhan. So yeah, the question arises that Mahaprabhu, he did not climb Govardhan. But why did Madhavendra Puri climb Govardhan? Because he'd do anything for Gopal. Gopal is a small boy, so he has to carry Gopal on his shoulders. So for carrying Gopal on his shoulders, he'll even climb Giriraj also. And he's having everyone carry Gopal, and he established Gopal Dev there. And then the Annakoot Mahotsav was celebrated. Every day for 2 years, where all the rich people from Mathura would come and they would organize this Annakoot Mahotsav, where so many different preparations were made. Every day, dry, wet, those which are this Chaturvidha, those which are sakchu, drunk, all these different types of foodstuffs were made there. And it is said that the Abhishek of Gopal was performed with 900 pots of water from Govindakund. Big, big pots. 900 pots were bought from Govindakund. And then this Abhishek was performed with Panchagavya, Panchamrit. And every day a huge stack of rice was offered. And then those who were present at that festival, they said that this festival is exactly like how it must have been during Krishna's time. Like in Gurudev said, no, once the Vaishnavas have arranged such a nice festival, this must have been exactly how it must have been during Krishna's time. So therefore we see this big festival was arranged. And then Madhavendra Puri, he had two brahmanas from Bengal, and these two brahmins, they arranged the worship of Sri Gopal. And while they were arranging the worship of Sri Gopal, and this whole festival was celebrated very nicely. And then he himself, he was told by Gopal to bring sandalwood. And then on his way, he went to Shantipur. There he met Advaita Acharya, and there he initiated him. So we see that Madhavendra Puri, and then we know the whole pastime, how he put this chandan over Gopinath. So the question was asked by the Vaishnavas previously, that why did Madhavendra Puri put chandan on Gopinath instead of Gopal? No, there must have been a specific reason. Not that because Vrindavan is so far from Jagannath Puri and Madhavendra Puri was in his old age, so he could not go there. There must have been a specific reason. Because we see Gopinath is the Prayojan Devata of the Vaishnavas. Without being under the guidance of Gopinath, you can never know who Krishna really is. He is the beloved of the gopis. Like Kaviraj Goswami, when he was writing Chaitanya Charitamrit, he said, Madan Mohan is making me write Chaitanya Charitamrit on the inspiration of Govindadev. And I'm writing about who? About Gopinath, who's a Prayojan Devata. So therefore, Madhavendra Puri, he applied this sandalwood paste on Gopinath. And what is this sandalwood paste? We've heard, no, previously, that when the foot dust of the gopis was washed ashore in the ocean, and it was brought to Dwaraka, and then anyhow, some foot dust of the gopis was taken away by the ocean. And the ocean, he's called Ratnakar. He's the mine of all jewels. So he kept this foot dust with him. And then anyhow, he gradually released some of this foot dust, which grew as trees these Malayan hills. And these same sandalwood trees were, sandalwood paste was obtained from these same trees. And the same paste is applied on Krishna and Gopinath there. And he's feeling so cold. Why? Because that was Kamal Prabhu, because he's doing the Bhiksha rounds, he needs to collect all our bags. So he was just trying to ask where I am now to bring all the bags. So then anyhow, we see that Madhavendra Puri, he, Ratnakar, he gave the sandalwood. And then the same trees, Krishna's feeling so much separation from the gopis that now he's feeling very cold during that. So therefore, this is the specific reason why Gopinath was bought there, why Gopinath instructed, why Gopal himself instructed Madhavendra Puri. Also, we see Gopal in one way is a Vatsalyaras, but Gopinath is a Madhurya Bhav. No, Gopal, although we sing his name along with Srimati Radharani, but not so much. We say he's Yashoda Gopal, Nanda Gopal, but Gopinath is especially of Srimati Radharani. Especially. And we've heard also that Gopinath, we've heard from the Vaishnavas that in the Radha Gopinath temple, you see Anangamanjari is on the left and Radharani is on the right. So the general reason we listen from the Vaishnavas is that Anangamanjari, what did she do in her form as Jahnava Devi? She told Radharani to be, she installed the deities of Radharani near Govind Gopinath Madan Mohan. But the Vaishnavas are given a more intimate reason that Radharani was in Maan. Why was she in Maan? Because Radharani told Krishna that rather than calling yourself Radhanath, Radha Vallabh, you said you're Gopinath. You're the beloved of all the gopis rather than being the beloved of Srimati Radhika. Okay, then if that's the reason, I'll stay to your right. And Anangamanjari will stay to your left. This we heard from the Vaishnavas. So therefore, this name in itself, Gopinath, has many deep internal meanings. And what to speak of the Swaroop of Gopinath himself. So therefore, on the Swaroop of Gopinath, Madhavendra Puri, he put this sandalwood paste. Also, it said, Sita Devi, she desired to have darshan of Krishna in this form. So therefore, Ram himself manifested this deity of Gopinath. So this way, Madhavendra Puri, regarding his Rasmai Upasana, we've heard this shlok. Zai Dina Dayadanate, Matranata Kadavalokshase, Hedam Tat Aloka Kataram, Daita Brahmati, Kim Karomyaham. Where Bhaktivinoda Thakur is translated into Bengali as He Dina Dayadanata, He Maturanath, Kabe Puna Pabo Darshan, Na Deki Se Chandamuk, Yatita Hridaya Duk, He Daita Ki Kari Ekon, he has said. Where he has said that Radharani is experiencing these so many different bhavs crashing against each other, one after another. First, there is Bhav Utpatti. Means Bhav first is arising. This is in Gurudev's commentary on Bhajan Rahasya. Where he's saying first this Bhav of humility is arising. This Dainya Bhav, this Sanchari Bhav. Where he said, Hey Deena Dayadranatha, Hey, oh, your heart is always melting. So we ourselves are suffering so much in separation from Krishna and your heart is not melting on seeing our plight. And then again, Bhav Shabalya takes place. Means two Bhavs, they're fighting against each other. One is Dainya Bhav and one is Amarsh. Means this Sanchari Bhav of indignation. So we see that when Srimati Radhika says, Ai Dina Dayad Natai, Maturanath, you are Maturanath. Therefore, you're being surrounded by all the ladies of Mathura, so you don't care for us. And Hridayatta Aloka Kataram. And then again, this Dainya Bhav, Bhav Shanti takes place. He Daita Ki Kori Ekon. And again, this all the bhavs are pacified. And then also there's another shloka that Madhavendra Puri would chant. It's, Hey Krishna, Hey Krishna, Hey Daita, Hey Bhuvanaika Bandho, Hey Chapala, Hey Karunaika Sindhu, and then Hey Nata, Hey Ramana, Hey Nayana Abhirama, Haha Kadanu Padam Dishorme. So there also Radharani is having all these different moods of bhav appearing, saying, Oh Krishna, Hey Deva, Hey Daita, Oh Hey Bhuvanaika Bandho, you're the friend of the entire world, why are you making us suffer? Because you're Dev, always surrounded by ladies. Hey Krishna, Oh, you're all attractive. Hey, Chapal, you're very restless. Hey, Karunaika Sindhu, you're an ocean of mercy at the same time. Hey, Nata, Hey, Ramana, Hey, Nayana Abhirama. Oh, you give pleasure to the eyes. Please give pleasure to my eyes as well. Haha, Kadanu, Padam Deshorme. When will I have darshan of your lotus feet? So these are the moods that Madhavendra Puri transmitted to Sri Ishwar Puri. And these were the same moods that Ishwar Puri and transmitted into the heart of Mahaprabhu in his Naravat Leela. And then Mahaprabhu became known as Bhavuk Nimai. Mahaprabhu had already heard so much about Madhavendra Puri from Ishwar Puri. And then when he met the associates of Madhavendra Puri, all these bhavs were spoken there. So this way, is Prem Kalpataru, the root is Madhavendra Puri himself. And Mahaprabhu, how much regard he had for Madhavendra Puri and his disciples. Shivananda Sen, he had a son. And Mahaprabhu told him, name this boy as Puridas. So then when Shivananda Sen had this boy, he named him Paramananda Das, not Puridas. So if someone may think he disobeyed Mahaprabhu. Mahaprabhu told him to name him Puridas. But why Paramananda Das? Because Mahaprabhu would always address Paramananda Puri as Puri Goshai. He would never even take his name Paramananda. Like how we take the name of our spiritual master. Like Nitlav Srimad Bhaktivedanta Narayan Goswami Maharaj. Never by the naked name. My Guru Maharaj is Narayan Maharaj. Like never like this. So Mahaprabhu would always address him as Puri Goshai. And therefore, Shivananda Sen named him as Paramananda Das. So he had so much regard. And Paramananda Puri, everything Mahaprabhu would listen to every order of his, except for one, when he rejected Chota Haridas. And we know Rangapuri also. Mahaprabhu met him there. Rangapuri told him how Vishwarup disappeared. And then Brahmananda Bharati, Mahaprabhu subtly chastised him. And then only Ramchandra Puri was like a slight thorn, because he would try to discipline Mahaprabhu so much. But still Mahaprabhu respected him so much. He told all the others, you're always trying to flatter me. But to me, he speaks the truth, so I like him. And when he left, Mahaprabhu was very sad. So this way, these are all the different jewels of Madhavendra Puri, who themselves inspired Mahaprabhu so much. Like if you see this Sahasranam and all these thousand names of Mahaprabhu, so many names of Mahaprabhu are only related to his associates, to his bhavs, to his tattva. And this way, when you're reading these names and trying to absorb them, all these different pastimes, they can be seen in Chaitanya Charitamrita, in all the scriptures. So I pray at the lotus feet of this root of Rasmai Bhakti, of this Prem Kalpataru, that one day we will also become qualified to engage in Rasmai Upasana. Vancha Kalpataru Bhishya Kripasan Vyavcha Vaitanam Pavnebhyo Vaishnavibhyo Namo Namaha.
ஜானதிமிரந்தஸ்ய ஜ்ஞான்யன சலாகய சக்ஷூருன்மிதம் ஜேன தஸ்மை ஸ்ரீ குரவே நம. வஞ்சா கல்பத்ருப்ய கிருபா சிந்துபைவ ச பதிதானம் பாவனேப்போ வைஷ்ணவேப்போ நமோ நம. நமாவதன்னாய கிருஷ்ண பிரேம பிரதாயதி கிருஷ்ணாய கிருஷ்ண சைதன்ய நாமனே கௌரத்திசே நம. ஜெய ரூப சனாதன பட்ட ரகுநாத் ஸ்ரீ ஜீவி கோபால பட்ட தாஸ் ரகுநாத் எச்சய குசாய கரி சரண வந்தன் ஜாஹைதே விக்னநாஸ் அபீஷ்ட புரன். ஜெய ஸ்ரீ கிருஷ்ண சைதன்ய தயாள் பிரபு நித்தானந்த ஸ்ரீ அத்வைத கதாதர் சிவாசதி ஸ்ரீ கௌர பக்தவிந்த. ஹரி கிருஷ்ண ஹரி கிருஷ்ண 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 ஹரி 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 ராம ஹரி ராம 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 ஹரி ஹரி. बोलो श्री गुरु जी महाराज की जय. गुरु परंपरा की जय. अनंत अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की जय. सपार्षद गौर हरि की जय. गौर नित्यानंद प्रभु की जय. जय हरिनाम संकीर्तन की जय. समवेद गौर भक्त वृंद की जय. जय माधवेंद्र परिपाद त्रिभाव तिथि महामहोत्सव की जय. त्रिभाव तिथि पालनकारी भक्त वृंद की जय. हरिनाम समवेद गौर भक्त वृंद की जय. கௌர் பிரமானந்தே. நவ தீப் தாம் பரிக்ரமா இஸ் ரானிங். மகாப்ரபு அப்பேர்ஸ் பிஃபோர் அவர் கோடிய சம்பிரதாய மோஸ்ட்லி பக்திமன் ஠ாக்கூர் ஸ்டார்டிங் திஸ் பை நித்யானந்த பிரபு மார்சி அண்ட் பிளெஸ் வித் இஸ் inviting, calling all Sadhu Santa, Rishi Maharshi, Brahmarshi, Bhakta devotees, everybody's holy dham, Navadvip dham. Nine islands, this Navada Bhakti Buddhasthan. This Jaya Navadvipa Navapradipa Svabha Vasanda Gajayika Singha Chichaitanya कृपाम्बुधिर्ज श्री चैतन्य कृपाम्बुधिर्ज हरे मुरारे टेलिंग दिस नवदीप नवप्रदीप स्वभाव वासंद गजैक सिंह तो महाप्रभु हिज नवदीप धाम अपेयर्स नवदा भक्ति पीठस्थान गिविंग फॉर भक्ति योग बट ऑल आचार्य एंड गुरुवर्ग दे आर गिविंग दिस इंस्ट्रक्शन ऑर्डर ओनली दिस लाइफ टाइम दिस नवदीप धाम डूइंग परिक्रमा एंड हियरिंग नवदीप धाम ग्लोरीज नित्यानंद प्रभु एक्सप्लेनिंग जीव गोस्वामी इज नियर आफ्टर आचार्य श्रीनिवास केम दैट टाइम ऑल्सो बंशीपदानंद ठाकुर ईशान ठाकुर दे आर हेल्पिंग एंड ऑल्सो दिस परिक्रमा कंटिन्यू रनिंग दिस ट्रेन ब्रह्मांड भ्रमित को भाग्य क्षेत्र नदी प्रभाव जन काष्टलागति भवाप वर्गो भ्रवतो जदा भवे जनस्य तरी अच्युत सत्संगम सत्संगम जहि तदैव सद्गत परावर से जायते रति ओनली श्रीमद्भागवतम सुखदेव गोस्वामी सिंह दिस वर्ल्ड सत्संग वेरी रेयर अवेलेबल नॉट पॉसिबल सत्संग असत्संग वेरी इजी बट सत्संग नॉट पॉसिबल भवापवर्ग भव अपवर्ग दिस वर्ल्ड इज अपवर्ग धर्म अर्थ कामुख्य फॉर मेनी हेल्पर मेनी फॉलोअर्स बट सत्संगम सत्संग नॉट पॉसिबल दि सत्संग व्हेयर टू व्हेयर इज अवेलेबल देन सुखदेव गोस्वामी डेली महाराज परीक्षित सत्संगम जही तदैव सद्गत परावर से जायत रति सत्संग मीनिंग्स यू आर मीटिंग विद इन साधुज द साधुज बिलव्ड गॉड विथ इज दे हैव रिलेशन देयर रिलेशन देयरफॉर दे गिविंग दिस दिस मूड एंड टेंडेंसी गिविंग ऑल अदर साइड विल बी कार्ट ऑफ अदर साइड विल बी प्लस मीनिंग्स रिलेशन गेटिंग रिलेशन नाउ दिस नवदीप धाम दिस सत्संग हु इज सत् टेलिंग अंडरस्टैंडिंग सत् एंड सताम प्रसंगान मम वीर्य संविदु साधु प्रसंग ओनली भक्ति प्रोग्राम देन इज साधु अदर इज नो साधु तो दिस नवदीप धाम दिस वेरी इजी टू सत्संग वाई श्रवनम कीर्तनम विष्णु स्मरणम पादसेवनम अर्चन वंदनम दास्य सख्यात्म निवेदनम इति पुंसार पिता विष्णु भक्ति चेत नवलक्षणा क्रियते भगवती अध्याय तन्मन्य अधिमुत्तम दि नवदा भक्ति इज ऑल लिम्स इज दिस प्रेजेंट इज ओनली फॉर नवदीप धाम देयरफॉर देयर इज सत्संग वेरी इजी अदर प्लेस इज नॉट पॉसिबल सत्संग भक्ति देवी नॉट प्रेजेंट देयर भक्ति देवी इज डायरेक्ट स्वरूप महाप्रभुज बाय कॉज मर्सी दि केम दिस भक्ति स्वरूप देयर इज श्रवनम कीर्तनम टू स्टार्टिंग अंटिल आत्मनिवेदन हाउ ऑफरिंग ओन सेल्फ तो आफ्टर जीव गोस्वामी देन जीव गोस्वामी फर्स्ट केम नवदीप धाम प्रबदानंद सरस्वती पाद He is writing this Navadip Dham Satakam. So then, he is writing, he has never been Navadip, many persons question. But he is meeting within this, whom? He is meeting with his Mahaprabhu. And Mahaprabhu is telling him, he is telling within Mahaprabhu, and he is Mahaprabhu within Holy Dham, and he is within Bhakti Devi is near, and Bhakti Devi is near anybody, there is Sadhu. This भोग प्रवृत्ति एंड भोगी एंड भक्त भक्ति प्रवृत्ति नॉट सेम इक्वल थिंग्स तो महाप्रभु गिविंग दिस भक्ति योग भक्ति योगे न सम्यक प्रणीत अमले अपश्यम पुरुषम पूर्णम माया तत् अपाश्रितम Bhakti Devi is starting Bhakti's program, the Maya is back and behind. And front of Bhakti, what? Bhakti Jagana Swamyak Pranitam only. Very clean and nirmal, the heart will be clean. And you are looking at everything is, who is, what is right, what is wrong. What is Maya, what is Anartha, and what is Paramartha and Bhakti, God, everything. So this Mahaprabhu giving, at a time he is looking all Mahaprabhu's holy dham. So this holy dham, parikrama, meaning relation, getting. But they are satsanga, possible. Sadhu, this there is present. So this satsanga power, who is sadhu? Dhamasurup Nityananda Prabhu. And Nityananda Prabhu's parikar. Dadas Gopal, Sushruti Manta, Ashtakabira, Sala Goswami, and Guru Parampara. So there is satsanga. The holy dham going, Bhakti Devi is near, they are looking all sadhus, aswars. So not going there, not doing parikrama, yeah, not took shelter, not remembering them, then where to come bhakti? How coming? Therefore, Ishwarpuri, Madhavendrapuri, all Acharya, all Guru Varga, there all are is Navadip Dham going. And what saying Madhavendrapuri? This. Ek din Shantipuri, Prabhu Adyai Tira Ghari, Dui Prabhu Bhojana Basila, Sakkariya Sadhan, Prabhu Vale Bhaktagan, Seisha Krishna Sadila, Seisha Gasadhani, Krishna Prima Aishimani, Sei Prime Karava Sadhan, Prasad Sevanakuri, Mukhebala Hari Hari, Hari Hari, Bala Sarvajan. Madhavendrapuri Pad, sometime he is in Jagannath Mishra's house in Mayapur. And Sochimata cooking by love within anything. And therefore, she is offering Jagannath Mishra, Krishna Baldev, and that prasadam, every day Krishna Baldev prasadam, many sadhu, many Vaishnava Bhakta, devotee Brahmin, anybody came, he distributing. Madhavendrapuri was saying, I am taking this prasadam, heart is melting. My heart is melting, tears is flowing, or this taste is come, this is, I am understanding this is satsanga. Satang prasangan. Sadhus, prasanga means anything sadhus near, that thing says full of love and affection is full, not less. Sadhus near, everything is very harmful, very burned, meaning painful. And sadhus near, and everything is very sweet and tasteful. Anything they are near, why that thing is premamaya? Yeah. So this Madhavendrapuri Pad realizing. And what say Madhavendrapuri? Mochakanda, full body, Dali Dalana Chatchari. Mahaprabhu, house he is taking, he is never life is his forgetting. Now is question is came, Madhavendrapuri Pad, he is only tree and creeper. He has no swarup. He has no swarup. Chaitanya Charitamrita Kaviraj Goswami writing. Gopal is telling. Kabe Madhav Asimor Koribe Sevan, Sei Lagi Potami Korin Rikkhan. When Madhavpuri coming, therefore I am waiting. He is serving me. Why? Gopis are no proper service, for they have adhikar, they know. What like Krishna, how make him happy, how pleasing him, only they have this way. Other has not, they don't know, they have no continue. Sometime for Vasulya Rasa, not incomplete. Why? Not continue. Sakya Rasa, not continue. Okay, love is very costly, but this is not continuing. Santo Daisya, this is also not continuing. Only Madhurasa is continuing. Also Singarasa, therefore he is waiting for Madhapuri. Also, his Swarup, for his telling this, Gopinath is saying, my body is for who has Adhikar. everywhere chandan smearing, who doing? Not possible in everybody's for. Also, I'm not feeling as well. They are only wasting after smearing time. They have no love for me. Then this chandan hitting me, not cooling me. The sandalwood is cooling, but other persons touching, then this is become hot, not cool me. So now Madhapuri is, this swarup is, this Sringarasa's swarup, and he is giving this, our paramparas, this Brahmabhakti, this Madhurasa's all service for giving adhikar. This adhikar not anywhere is available. So this satsanga sabadi ninam, this Navadidham parikrama starting, then every one on islands going, then remembering this our Nityanand Prabhu Parikar, Advaita Prabhu's Parikar, and followers, Mahaprabhu's followers, and Gadadhar Pandit, Sivas Pandit, all are. So today this Aradhana Tithi, Mahaprabhu himself within Nityanand Prabhu and all this, all Bhakta, Gadadhar Pandit, Bakrasar Pandit, everybody with this going. Sometime Mahaprabhu in Gopinath, and they are darshan after Nityanand Prabhu's near hearing all glories of Madhavendra Puris. How is Gopinath with his Madhavendra Puripad playing? Gopinath playing within, and Gopinath accepting his eternal service, this Kunja Seva. This service not for everybody's for. Gopinath has many sevak, not giving order, not giving permission also. Only the secret program and secret permission. Therefore, Mahaprabhu very happy. So this service line, Sringarasa has very important, very sweet. So this relation, Sivabritti, Madhurasa, only Madhavendra Puripattu is starting and running, continue without service. No possible pleasing, and no possible is make happy him. So now this Navadvipadham parikrama for telling this Param Gurudev his first day going this where Nisingadev near. Offering pranam, Mayapur, dham, but godrum with, and after going Nisingadev near. This Devapalli, Nisingadev, what onartha removing? No, he's making like his coat and boundary, like four side everywhere, not possible anybody enter. Sringarasa for need is some protection. Otherwise, any Virodhi Tattva, any against, any other is coming, like Rasamaya Upasana, Rasik, this, they are doing service, there is entire in this Sakarasa, Santadaisya, Vasulya, then this is complete Rasabhanga. Therefore, first is going and praying Nisingadev near. He is not his Ugram Biram, no, Ugra Shakti, no. He is all Shakti's controller. He is possible his this service time, Kunja Seva time. Everybody is keeping out distance. तो परम गुरुदेव इज स्टार्टिंग इस परिक्रमा दैट टाइम इज स्पीकिंग हरिकथा ट्रेनिंग ओहो हाउ इज नृसिंहदेव हेयर लक्ष्मी देवी कुकिंग वेरी नाइस स्वीट टेस नृसिंहदेव फॉर ऑफरिंग फॉर भोग वाई इज लॉन्ग टाइम एवरीवेयर रनिंग फाइटिंग रेस्टलेस नाउ ऑल डेमिगॉड्स आर डूइंग अभिषेक बिग अभिषेक आफ्टर अभिषेक देन लक्ष्मी देवी क्विकली मेकिंग सम खीर आई एम ब्रिंगिंग वन बिग पॉट्स आई एम ड्रिंगिंग एंड गिविंग ए प्रहलाद यू नाउ ऑफरिंग वाई ही इज किलिंग योर फादर फाइटिंग विथ योर फादर वेरी हंग्री ही इज टायर्ड ऑल्सो एंड नाउ यू प्लीजिंग एवरीबडी स्केयर्ड नॉट गोइंग नियर बाई देन प्रहलाद महाराज taking these pots and going giving Nrisimhadev eating for but Nrisimhadev what doing taking lap in Prahlad one side another side this kheer pot and taking one hand with this telling Prahlad you eating first Prahlad said no Prabhu you first eating then I am eating so now he I am feeding in you first and then I am eating so telling how is this Vatsalya Nrisimhadev has the Param Gurudev saying This Nrisimhadev is only protecting everything, removing all, not only anartha, protecting also. And this, this Sringara Samayi Upasana, Atma Nibedan, after service starting. So this service for Adhikaris were to coming. So Prahlad Maharaj, Nrisimhadev with this relation now starting. Bhaktam Thakur, their Godrum is present, but his Suravikunja present, no, his all-time present is Eternal Brajadham. Therefore, his all Kirtan, our Narottam Thakur, he is in Navadip Dham, Tashvan for Parikrama for his Kam, and Samananda Prabhu, Srinivasa Adhija, all are Dadas Gopal, Sustimanta Kobi, Ashtakobira, Sarva Goswami, everybody. There is explaining and all time is they are glorifying the Navadip Dham Lila. Navadip Dham, Gupta Vrindavan, they are to starting this program, meaning what is necessary for us. This Navadip Dham going then automatic manifest heart is desire increasing everything otherwise going that places has no power what is necessary like any children and babies all time like sweets but this sweet is not is enough need some bread jam chapati rice this food stuff but he all time like his chocolate candy so he eating too much but never he is happy after eating nice milk rice and this chapati puri paratha then no more running here and there no more restless so Navadip Dham going then reality understanding real service before anywhere going, anything is doing, this is only temporary relief, you relax, this must only, not everything. So, Navadip Dham to this Navada Bhaktis, which is this, starting this, Satsanga. Bhavapa Varga Brahmato Jada Bhavad Janusya Tari Achyuta Satsangamo Jahita Daiva Sadgato Paravarase Jayate Roti. Which roti, which type of service, which types of our this eternal mood, these things is only Navadip Dham to starting. Therefore, our Guru Varga, eternal world to also, Brahma, Shiva, all demigods coming, this parikrama. Only satsanga for. So, not possible body with this parikrama, then mindly. but Bhaktim Thakur, yeah, or Guru Varga say no. This lifetime, you have one day life, all time will be Navadvip Dham with this. Then this life is not will be waste. Then no asasanga never possible. So Nishinga Devi is all time protecting. Bhakta, Bhakti, Vigna, Vinashankari, Nishinga Devi. Bhakti Vinashankari. Anybody destroy for bhakti and stealing, cheating, then Nishinga Devi protecting. There too, starting parikrama. And after all island doing parikrama, and after Mapu's appears the big Sankirtan Mahotsav. This Sankirtan Diksha. This is called Diksha Mahotsav. Mahapur birthday, mostly time, you are only chanting Harinam, then this is, you are getting the Diksha. Like, all are hearing, Janmashtami day, Krishna Mantra, Gopal Mantra, you are 24 hours chanting, but no need more 1 year, 1 day, no need 1 month. Krishna Mantra 24 hours you chanting within all breath, but this is last. You direct going Golok Vrindavan. No more that. Like same Mahamantra, very easy. 24 hours Mahamantra chanting. Bas, the Diksha is complete. Otherwise, chanting sometime 1 hour by force is coming afternoon time, yeah, evening time. Then also some coming, some crying, some is hiding, some is vomiting, some is passing, no coming. They think this is bound, too much for me. But Mahamantra only chanting, this is too much. Kali Yuga, other things for never vomiting, no dryness coming. Harinam chanting time, that is all dry. Pain, big headache. Oof. So this Kavi Kanpur Goswami writing, Gaur Purnima day come, Sarvam Pandit writing, Namaskritam Pravakshami Devadevam Jagadgurum Namna Astotarasatam Chaitanyasya Mahatmana. There he 108 Mahaprabhu's name is writing and telling Phalguni Purnimasaya Chaitanya Janmavasare. Mahaprabhu's birthday, Phalguni Purnima, complete day. You are this Astotara Satanam, you chanting, reading, remembering, praying, then was this is last on earth and all this life, everything at the time washing and removing, getting his Prama Bhakti. Rupa Goswami Prabhu writing, they are joking and making drama? No. They are telling really, I can do, why not satsanga? Asasanga, then other things for taste. Satsanga, then good things for taste coming. I'm some requesting, please, you do this. Then, no. That's okay. No more relation. Cut off everything. This is much better. Why? No like Mahaprabhu, no like Bhakti, then what relation? No Harinam like, then what relation? Asasanga, tagi Vaishnavachar. No need. Therefore, we'll be strong, serious, this life to not wasting. How can realization coming? Therefore, we'll be very expert, do or die. Then Mahaprabhu looking, Nityananda looking, Goswamijar, but then satsanga easy, taste coming easy, power coming, very easy. Otherwise, sleeping animal life, making body, also they taking slaughter house, cutting and pieces, distributing. So my body also, many worms is coming and germs is coming and they are also sharing. No protection, not possible. But I am offering complete for Mahaprabhu, then look, this is, how is tasteful, how much energy, helpful for everybody. Everybody then like, respecting, and everybody following. I am also will be happy. Therefore, I am praying and requesting today Madhavendra Puri Padniyar that to starting our this Prema Bhakti's line, Kalpa Vriksha. Prema Bhakti's this desire tree to when Prem Dhara, this now running. Only this Singarasa Dhara. Other flow no. You have to starting this Gopijana Vallabh. Which is how can get relation. He want, he asking, he calling, and he giving seva. Otherwise, not serving him, serving Maya. Telling Madhavendapuri, you serving me, then he's serving other. But Krishna not accepting our seva, then I'm serving Maya. I lost everything. So Madhavendapuri Padniyar is praying today. Oh, he's very kind. He's giving this Guru Vaishnava Seva and Harinam Seva and this Madhurja Mahi, this Bhajan Seva for Adhikar. Gaur Pramande.
Kave have no dasamo, kave have no dasamo, have no dasamo, have no dasamo. Chachi jaraya sarvividha bandhana charibo saṃsāra ghora. Charibo saṃsāra kabe habe na dasa mora. Kabe habe no dasa mo, kabe habe no habe no dasa mo. Vrindavana vidhe na badvipa dhame badivo kutila khani. Vrindavana bhede vandiva kutila khani. Sachiranandana charanaya shraya koribo sambandha mani. Abe abe na dasa mora, abe abe na dasa mora. Abe na dasa Janavi poline chinmaya kanane bosiya vidjana sthale. Bosiya vidjana sthale. Krishna namamrita nirantara pibo. Rakibo Gauranga bole, kabe habe na dasa mora, kabe habe na dasa mora. Na dasamo Agoranita etora duti bhai potita janera bandhu Adham patita amihi durjana How more a kripa sindhu Kabe abhena dasha mora Kabe abhena dasha mora Dasha mora karite karite shola krosha dham janavi ubhaya kule janavi ubhaya Brahmite, Brahmite, kabho bhagya phale Dekhi kichu tara mole Kabe abe na dasa mora Ha ha manohara ke dekhino ami boliya mo chitta hobo Valiya mochito ham Sambitra paya karibo gopane Smardu kripalava Kabe abhena dasa mora Kabe abhena dasa mora Abhena dasa mora Acharji darayasa vivida bandhana Atyajvijarayasa vivida bandhana Acharivo saṃsāra ghora Abhe abhe no dasa mora Jaya Navadvidham Jaya Vrindavandham Navadvidham Jaya Vrindavandham Jaya Saparshada Jaya Gaurahari Saparshada Jaya Gaurahari Thakura Bhakti Vinod Thakura Bhakti Vinod Bhakti Vinod Thakura Bhakti Vinod Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare Hare অমৃতাই গৌড় হরি বল হরি বল হরি বল হরি বল হরি বল অমৃতাই গৌড় প্রেমানন্দে